Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you could be one of those people who listens multiple. To a podcast whilst watching a movie.
Yeah, multiple audios at once.
It annoys me so much. Anytime we watch a movie, watch a TV show, watch anything, my partner Meg, constantly scrolling on Instagram, like locked to Instagram.
Yeah.
Every single time.
But is it because she's not enjoying the thing that you're watching?
No, because then I question her. I go, I'm going to confiscate the phone because you're not into the movie. And she goes, no, I am. I'm watching. But I could see her vividly into the Instagram.
No, I think she's lying.
When I watch movies and TV, I need to be doing something with my hands.
Mm.
And I would often scroll or play a game on my phone or whatever. But I've recently, that's why I took up embroidery because I was like, I need to do something with my hands and eyes, but I'd want to cut down on my screen time. And I feel like TV isn't screen time, you know what I mean?
It's the definition of screen time. TV screen was probably one of the first screens pre-mobile.
Watching TV is like reading a book at this point.
At what point?
At this point when everyone's so fixated to their
phone.
Books
are still around.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
when you're on your Kindle.
Feels intellectual because it's not like a real screen.
You're right.
A TV's not a real screen.
Yes.
Nate's right. TVs are the OG screen. They're not movies, but...
Yeah. A movie screen? Go to the pictures.
If I'm sitting there not doing embroidery or not looking at my phone watching a movie, that's like me being like, I'm going to do something.
No, whatever that is, I'm off.
I'm even more annoyed because I'm annoyed at my partner on Instagram. If I'm sitting there watching a movie with you, poor Diana, and you're sitting there going, oh, have a look at the pelican which I've embroidered.
I'm embroidering a galah at the moment, not a pelican.
Same thing. I just guessed
it. It is
bird.
Not. They have very different beaks.
God.
Is one harder than the other to embroider?
No, one has more colours. This has more shades of pink.
So you're sitting there, needles and your embroidery kit, doing that while you're watching a movie.
Yep.
Oh, God. Couldn't do it.
Nath, anyway, back to what you were saying.
I don't remember now, mate.
I was watching a stand-up special on Netflix with my partner Ash on the weekend, and she's on a phone constantly. And I went, you're not into this. And she goes, yeah.
Can I ask which stand-up special?
Yeah, the Red Rock.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Hates Bill Burr.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I mean, just Grace, do you know who Bill Burr is?
I do not know him.
And don't even bother, because you would hate him.
You would hate him. Anyway, so she's not into him, and I said, well, we can watch something else. I'm like, I'd rather watch something we can both enjoy. And she's like, no, it's fine. I'm enjoying it. I'm like, you're on your phone. And so then I just turned it off, and I put on some, like, Office, reruns of The Office.
Mm.
Suddenly back in.
Oh, really?
Her phone's gone.
Well, see, at least...
Because I know when she's into something, phone goes away.
No, so even when Meg is allegedly into things, phone will still be out, and I'll try and take it away. And she goes, I'm watching. And you know, the other day I paused. I was like, what's happened? And she recited everything that had happened.
See, no. I'm on Meg's side here. And Ash's.
What?
I don't know.
You just so pro women?
Yes.
Definitely don't watch the Bill Burr special. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, extremely sad news today. Of course, dominating all the headlines around the world with the loss of Australian icon Olivia Newton-John. Horrible news this morning. I think both of our parents kind of told us the same way this morning, Grace, because I was asleep, and because we sleep in, because we do late nights, my girlfriend's mum came in, knocked on the door and was like, guys, I've got some horrible news for you to wake up to. Olivia Newton-John's passed away, which I was like, well, that's not how I want to wake up.
Yeah.
And then you got the exact same thing.
I was lying there kind of half asleep. I'd kind of done that thing where you glance at your phone and then just go back to sleep. My mum knocks on the door because I'm living with her at the moment as well, and she knocks and she goes, did you hear Olivia Newton-John's die?
No, Mum, I've been asleep.
I was like, I've just woken up. But it is actually very, very sad news.
Horrible news. Passed away at the age of 73. 73. She doesn't look that, does she?
No.
Stunning.
I didn't realise she was that old.
I didn't realise she was 73.
Yeah.
73 this morning in her California home. She was surrounded by family after, get these guys, three bouts of cancer. She suffered through. 1990, 2013, 2017 was the most recent bout of it as well. So she's suffering for a very long time. Her husband, John Easterling, put it beautifully in a Facebook post. He wrote, Olivia has been a symbol of triumph and hopes for 30 years, for over 30 years rather, which, I mean, all you have to do is look at any media outlet today everything Olivia Newton-John, every radio show, it's everywhere.
I'll be honest, I was surprised. Even now, I keep opening my phone and just all different age groups, different types of people posting about Olivia Newton-John and saying that they've, you know, have touched her in some way or they've been inspired by her. I've been completely blown away by the public's response.
I think because Grease is such a timeless movie. I know you haven't seen it, Jim, but...
No. He knows the songs, though. Yes. I've heard him singing the songs.
I mean, like any sort of high school dance I went to or any wedding, they had the Grease Megamix.
Grease Megamix, yes.
I was that and I knew Let's Get Physical, banger.
Absolute banger.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think one of the big things for her as well, and Grace, I know you and I were talking about this off air, it wasn't just her showbiz career. It was her philanthropic career as well and what she did outside to help a lot of people, even though her herself was suffering.
Yeah.
One thing she said, it was an interview in 2020. I saw this replayed a lot today. This is interesting. She said, cancer's been a part of my life for so long. I felt something was wrong. It's concerning when it comes back, but I thought, you know what? I'll get through it again. And she said that on numerous occasions after each bout of cancer. And if you didn't know, she also founded the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute, which has saved so many lives as well. So I think it's her work both on the screen and in a performance space, but after that as well, she did so much to help so many people, which is why I'm assuming that's why all the messages of support are pouring in from people today as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, Nath, but John Travolta posted a really touching...
I've got it here. Okay. John Travolta, this is what he said. Of course, John Travolta was Danny, alongside Olivia Newton-John and Grease. He said, my dearest Olivia, you made all our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We'll see you down the road and we'll be better together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny, you're John.
That's sweet. That's very sweet.
It is beautiful. And so many other messages. Barbara Streisand came out, Antonio Banderas came out, all these people to say amazing words about Olivia Newton-John. An incredible Australian icon and has done so much beautiful work for so many people.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Tim, world-renowned smile expert Christine Buzin. She is Buzin because she's come out. She has come out and revealed what she believes are the best tips on how to smile. Something you would definitely agree with, Jim. I absolutely need. Something. Were you purposely smiling then when I looked at
just thinking about it. Look, Nath. You have a wonderful smile. I've never questioned that. It's just
takes a lot of work.
No. Like when there's no cameras around, you know, when you're having a laugh and you're having a good time, you have a beautiful smile. It's just when you know when the camera comes, you open your mouth, you see both rows of teeth.
Mm. It's like I think too much about it. I freak out a little bit.
Yeah, you do. So well, you do have a good... It's not that you don't have... It's like I've never seen you smile good. You do, and I've got great photos of you on my Instagram, at Jimmy Smith E, if you know, want to see
it. But you know how to coax it out of me. You know how to get it out of me.
I try and punch you, tickle you, grab you in the willy.
That always gets a smile. Here are some of the tips that Christine's come out
wouldn't
and
have said that.
The top tips to get your best smile, guys.
That's how I get it. The top of the tip.
Relax your face. This is what she said. She said, relax your face, keep your smile subtle, and don't try too hard to smile, which is something I often do. I'll clench, or I'll feel like I need you to see every single one of my teeth, all my incisors, and my molars.
You pull your head back, you're like...
Yeah, it's like it's only teeth.
You're like trying to push out a poo.
Well, most of the time I am because I've got to hold it for these long photo shoots. Separate your teeth when you smile, but not too much. Now,
I do the same smile on every photo.
But you have a great, you have a fantastic ability to just go bang, same smile.
Yep.
Not me. It takes me a lot of work. Now, separating the teeth, I do that a lot. Producer Grace, I'm just looking outside Grace and Trina both smiling.
I was practicing the tips. I'm trying to, like, keep my teeth open. Yeah. I think I look
Grace,
dead behind
you,
the eyes.
Nath, I'd say you try too much.
Yeah.
Grace, you look like you're in pain or you don't want to be there.
Mm.
That's your default. And Trin, you just have a lovely smile.
Yeah,
Trin
has a very good smile.
You just have a nice smile.
Yeah, you do have a
good
smile.
Look down. 3, 2, 1, and smile.
Everyone smile.
Yeah, see, Trin's lovely. Grace, you just don't want to be
Grace,
here.
Grace, you're up there with
I'm
me, mate.
I'm very happy to be here and I have great teeth. Thank you very much.
Grace, we'll chat about you not wanting to be here after the show.
Can you just listen to the steps, please?
Here's another one, guys. Think about something funny. Have a minor laugh, not a big laugh. Have a minor laugh to get a little giggle. Again, something you always try to do is try to make me laugh or try to make me smile. No tongue. No tongue when you smile, which again is something I do. I'm against every single one of these tips. It's for some reason.
I
put it out. You can almost see it has to, with our promotional shots, they have to Photoshop out my tongue.
What about producer Grace when Nate took that photo at the time? It looks like just the ugliest photo of him. And he's like tongues covering his teeth.
Yeah, his lips got kind of stuck together by like saliva, and it looks like he's missing a couple of teeth.
It was just.
It looks,
can we post it?
It looks.
Nate actually hates it. It's not even a joke. He hates
like,
it.
I look like I should. You can post it. For the purposes of this, you can post it.
We'll put it up.
Just not public. Don't post it publicly, though. Just for.
That's the point.
All right, fine. You can post it. Fine.
What did you mean by you can post it?
Or just close friends. Here's what
no,
I want.
By the way, Nace, there's no Jimmy Nace close friends, because that's what it said. Like, people are going to be like,
why aren't I? Yeah, but exactly. That's why I wanted to post it there. 131060. Here's what I want. Jim, I don't want you to be alone here and having to be the only one to help me learn how to smile. Do you have a smile tip for me? How do you smile, Australia? 131060. I will take any kind of tips at this point in my life, because, I mean.
And so you should.
Yeah, so, no, it's true, because I battle.
Stop laughing, mate. You need it.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a good smile. 131060 smile tips. Any kind of tip to help improve my smile, jump on the phones right now, Australia. And we've also got these movie ticket packs to give away as well. So if you want one of those, we just need your smile tips.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
The Jimmy just asked the question. It's something that I've wanted to do for a very long time, something I need desperate help with. 131060, what's your smile tip? How do you smile, Australia? This is something I've battled with my entire life. Even before I met you, 10 years ago, Jim, school pictures. Like, they would come home, Mum would look at them and go, oh, you could always pick which one was me in the school photo. When you sit there with your class, it's all supposed to be really nice, because it was me. I used to love footy photos because you don't have to smile in those, because you're supposed to look serious and scary.
I'll tell you, this is my biggest hint, and if I've ever told you this, but I was in year four and I came home, and I'd got the, because the school photo you get happens long after you've taken the photo. And I remember it came home, and I'm smiling with my neck pulled back. You can see both rows of teeth, and I was crying. I was so upset. And Dad goes, "What's the matter, son?" And I go, I could tell. I was like, "I smile awful." Mm. And he goes, "Well, if you want to get effing good at something, go effing practice."
Oh, that's a good point.
You effing idiot.
Yeah, right. Said it exactly like that.
there might have been a few more expletives in there. So I just practiced in front of the mirror, day in, day out. I'd try different ways to smile, to arch my mouth.
And you have a very good smile.
And I practiced, and then year five came around, and I absolutely nailed it. And that smile that I have right now is the same smile I had then.
Still did the sneaky nut in the photo, though, which... You've never got rid of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's their fault. They should have called me.
If you look really close at our Jimmy Nath promo photos.
It's always from the waist up.
Kaylee from Corrine. Kaylee, have you got a smile tip for me?
I do indeed. I've got three young boys myself, and the tip I give them all the time is say the word twisties. And it works every time.
The word twisty.
Twisties. Twisties. Yeah. When do you take the photo? When they're done or during it?
Get them midway through saying twisties, and as they're saying the W sound, it spreads their face and the smile, and it looks beautiful.
All right, Nate, have a go.
I'll have a crack at this. I'm going to have a go at everyone's tip, by the way. Twisties. I'm thinking too much about it.
No, that was all.
Twisties. Nah, it's not, because I've got big eyebrows too, and they need to be. All right, I'll take it to the drawing board. Thank you, Kaylee. Emily from Ballarat, have you got a smile tip for me?
Yes, it's a bit of a strange one, and I'm not sure if it's going to help you, but I'm sure it'll help someone.
Okay.
So if you've got a bit of a double chin,
which I do,
as you go to smile, you press your tongue to the roof of your mouth, and it kind of just hides it a little bit. It masks it.
Because this is something that I often have to deal with, is the double chin situation, which I do have. I'm just looking at a picture of me behind you, Jim, and I can see the double, even the third, sneaking in every now and then. So, all right. Okay, so tongue pressed to the top of my mouth.
Yeah.
And smile. Okay. Thoughts, Jim? Oh, no.
It's how I die.
You're choking on your tongue? Thoughts?
No.
Damn it.
Why you got the big gap in between?
I don't know, because I'm thinking too much. All right, we're none from two. Scott from Bathurst. G'day, Scotty.
How are you going?
Good, mate. You got a smile tip for me?
I do have a tip. It probably has not too much to do with getting your photo taken, but if you just take your focus away from that, just think of a fond memory, something you've had with a friend or a loved one, or or even just, you know, maybe a current partner, and just think about that. Something that made you really happy, and all of a sudden a natural smile will occur.
Okay, so think of like a fun, okay.
Something really fun, someone that you've either loved or a best mate or whatever it might be.
Well, Jim, we had a good sandwich today, you and I. We went out to the beach and had a nice sandwich. I'm going to think of the sandwich and you sitting there opposite the sandwich, all right? I shouldn't have drooled. No. It was a good sandwich.
Sandwich. I don't think Scott said sandwich. I said he's a friend or a loved one.
Okay.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try that then. I'll be honest, I thought of the sandwich again.
It's Scott, there's no
help. All right, 0 from 3.
Hopefully other people listening are getting help.
Gabby from Madawi. Hi, Gabs.
Madawi, yes. Hey, guys.
Gabs, you sound like a good smiler, which is good. So have you got...
girls have written Madawi, like, yeah. Ouch.
Madouchi?
No, wouldn't you write Madawi, like, owie?
Yeah, but yeah, like, OW Yowie needs contexts.
I think I got a good smile out of me when I said Madawi. Which is good. Okay, Gabs, you got what's your smile? What's your smile tip for me?
Okay, I actually needed to do a photo shoot recently, and they gave me some great tips because I used to be terrible at smiling.
Okay.
Right. The big trick is, so get your shoulders nice and straight and back.
Mm-hmm. Good posture.
Good posture, and then tilt your head forward like you're a bird trying to get a worm.
Mm-hmm.
And now smile.
Jim?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Please welcome producer Grace for some gossip. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Rita Ora and Taika Waititi have reportedly tied the knot.
Beautiful.
So, this has not yet been confirmed by them, but they have been spotted both with gold bands around their wedding fingers, and according to reports, they were married in an intimate ceremony in London recently, and apparently they kept the ceremony small as to keep their relationship as private as possible, but they will be doing a big showbiz-style bash to celebrate the secret wedding later down the track. But don't expect to see it being flogged to the highest bidding magazine. This was a source. This is not editorialising.
I thought this was you doing a bit on magazines.
This is a source. Okay. Apparently Rita is said to have already changed her surname and will now be known as Mrs. Waititi Ora.
That's a lot of information for a random source to know without the story being 100% confirmed.
Yes, but I mean, they do have leaks. As in, like, sometimes sources are real.
Hmm. Mm. Sometimes sources are real.
I was like, I haven't seen anything in a while. I should get involved. And then Grace just goes, sometimes sources are real. And
it's true.
Oh, what do I say?
Well, I mean, look, I always forget that they're dating. I thought it was like a fling. This has been going for a while.
They were started dating in March of 2021 and they weren't official until a certain movie premiere, which I had, but I've ripped off the bottom of the sheet.
Why? Why did you
attack? I made some notes for Trin and I ripped it off.
Looks like you've attacked the bottom. Trin, bring in the bottom of the sheet.
It's like a movie.
It was Suicide Squad, I remember.
Oh, sorry about that run, Trin, that you've run in.
What does it say?
Was it Suicide Squad?
Was previously married to film producer Chelsea Winstanley, but the pair are believed to have quietly split in 2018.
So the movie wasn't on there? The
movie wasn't on there, but it was Suicide Squad.
Well, they didn't work on Suicide Squad.
But they were there.
What, on set?
At the premiere.
Oh, the premiere.
And they made their red carpet debut together. But apparently they've been friends for years.
Yeah, right. Because Rita Ora comes to Australia a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a coach on The Voice Australia.
That's right.
And she was in Australia for a lot during our lockdowns.
Wasn't there a rumour that they're in an open relationship?
I heard that too.
There were, I don't know about that, but I remember there were those photos taken of Taika and Rita making out with Tessa Thompson on that balcony in Sydney.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
So that were that wasn't sources.
That doesn't necessarily mean an open relationship. Maybe they just had one night of fun.
Mm. But some sources are true.
Some sources are real.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, want to ask now, 13 10 60, what did you invent? Maybe you just had the idea. You didn't go out and invent it, but you definitely had it in your old brain.
Yeah, you invented it in your noggin.
You thought of it. You went, hey, I know this is, but then maybe someone else beat you to it. Or maybe you did build it. Maybe you did make it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Mark Zuckerberg, you listened to the show. Yeah. You made Facebook.
131060 Muggy Mark. Here's a buzz.
Now, this is after, I saw this online, a Canadian dad has been hailed Dad of the Year after inventing a flamethrower for his kids at home.
Dad of the Year? Yes. Flamethrower, all the little pyros out there are loving it.
Yes, his two kids, James 11 and Sophia 7, have declared it the best toy ever.
11 and 7. Okay.
I mean, who doesn't want a flamethrower when you're that young?
No, of course. You know, I didn't learn how to light a match until a lot later in life. I always was freaked out by them. And I was worried I was going to burn my fingers.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it was, I was always like, you know, when
so
it
you weren't told
up,
not to. You just
no, I wasn't told not to.
To.
Yeah. I liked fire, but I would always do the thing where I would put the match on an already lit fire and it would go over it.
Instead of flicking it.
Wasn't good at that.
No. I'm really good at it. You know what? I put it on the one hand, I put it on the box, and then I.
Yeah, the fairy flick, you. Whatever it's called. Yeah. Yes.
And look it at you, and you just go, stop that.
And I go, stop.
I've never seen you do that, and I think that's probably a good thing.
That's because I've banned him from doing it in the studio.
Thank you.
When we used to live together, I used to always. Flick lighters and do. I love fire.
That's not good.
Make a little bonfire.
Dangerous.
Nah, well, Dad was a firefighter. So he introduced me to fire early and goes, son, this fire, it's not good for you.
No, he's like, know it, learn it, love it.
Harness it.
Yeah. Understand its power and its danger and stay far away from it. Always have a hose ready. Yeah. It's true. And look, and you know, for ages when I walked into like any sort of building or any place, I'd always identify where there was some sort of water. So I went, if there's a fire, I'm the guy.
So would I, but just because I was thirsty. It's like, there's a fresh tap.
No, look, guys, this dad, what he did, he turned a leaf blower into a flamethrower, but he just attached red and orange silk to the bottom of the gun.
Oh, so it's not actual flames.
Not actual
flames.
Okay,
that's good.
Makes sense.
I'm going to show you this photo, though. This is, how real does that look?
Oh, it does. It's like dancing silk. It's like, you know, if you go to like a rhythmic
gymnastic.
That's
a perfect way to describe it.
That is tonight's code word.
Dancing silk. It does look very legit, doesn't it?
It's very cool.
It often, that reminds me of the fake fire they often use in plays and productions,
yes, that's
Grace.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Don't you reckon? Yeah, plays
well
and productions.
Done.
Dancing
yeah.
silk.
Dancing silk.
So apparently he puts it on the end / inside of the leaf blower.
Sure.
Kids turn it on, it looks like it's...
phenomenal.
Looks like it's fine.
I've great invention.
Nathan Grace and you guys think great. Looks great,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Well
looks
done.
Very realistic.
Very creative.
So yes, 131060, inspired by this dad, I want to know what did you invent or maybe you just had the idea. Let's quickly go around the room, starting with producer Grace. Grace, what did you invent?
I think that I have no proof of this, but I'm pretty sure that I invented live action Disney films. Because I remember watching all the cartoons of like Disney princesses and stuff as a kid. And I remember being like, I reckon there'd be money in recreating these with real people.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah.
And look, here at the Jimmy Nath Show, we're going to accept all answers.
Yep.
I'm not going to say, hey, no, you didn't. Nath?
You guys know this. I've never really invented anything. But a guy I grew up with, his dad invented that thing that you used to see, not as much anymore, at movie cinemas, where that brings all the straws out. You know that little contraption that brings all the straws out at once? He actually invented that and patented it.
Oh, actually invented
He actually invented it.
Is there a lot of money in that?
Well, I think there used to be, but now we've moved to those ones where they just dispense out. You get them yourself.
The bottom.
Yeah.
Comes out the bottom.
Also he had paper straws and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And he had that one that kind of fanned out, which was cool at the time, but you can imagine not overly hygienic.
No. Yeah, COVID and stuff.
So well done to him.
Producer Trin joins us in the studio. What'd you invent?
Well, it hasn't come to fruition yet.
No,
that's okay.
And I might be like giving it out to someone.
Yeah, okay. But, by the way, patented, yeah, trademarked.
Okay, so it's a toothbrush with one end has got the toothbrush and then the other end has got those one of those little small what's it?
When like a floss thing.
A floss thingy.
Yeah.
All in one stick. So you remember when you're brushing your teeth, you're like, oh, after I've brushed it, I've got to flick it over and floss it.
Oh,
I love
great.
That.
That's
like
a
double-ended
idea.
Makeup brush.
Yes.
That is a double-ended what?
Makeup brush.
Oh, that's what you said.
Me and Grace know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you
about,
love
yeah?
your double-ended things.
I actually
things,
love that because I always forget to floss. But if it was on the end of the toothbrush,
absolutely.
You've got no excuses not to.
100%. You'd have to rest it sideways, though, because otherwise it'd be down in the manky stuff at the bottom of the tooth.
Yes.
Manky stuff is our second double code word. Dancing ribbon and manky stuff.
Dancing
stuff.
No, I want you to save yours because your invention is a good one and one that I'm pissed off at you because you didn't go through with it because you could have been a multi. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Australia, what did you invent? It could be anything. We got movie tickets up for grabs. We're also going to hear what Jimmy invented and it's going to bring up some tears very soon. It's Jimmy and Nath.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Nath, you just asked 131060, what did you invent? You didn't have to actually make it. Maybe you just had the idea. Maybe someone else beat you to it.
Mm. You'd be so frustrated if you if someone else beat you to it, hey?
Oh.
And then they make millions off it. I would, if that was me, I would just hate it. I would hate it so much if someone made billions and billions of dollars off an invention that I came up with.
Well, look, I, for a while I did feel quite angry about it, but recently I've sort of realised, well, I didn't do anything to make it happen, but I can tell you where it was. It was it was my birthday. It was the 12th of October. It was my birthday. I was with two friends of mine, Michael McCoy, Daniel Coonan, and I was filling up the gas tank, and I can tell you the back corner window was down. I was just chatting to the boys because I'm like, I don't want to stand, so I'd fill the whole car up.
Oh, it could be like 2 minutes.
And it's my birthday. I was already angry that one of them didn't nominate.
Yeah, why are you, first of all, why are you driving? Yeah. And also, why are you filling up?
I think I was the only one that wasn't well hungover.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, so I said to him, I was, because we, I think we were, you know, like they were just scrolling on Facebook in the car, and it was just like, you know that stage everyone was going through and everyone was writing statuses?
Oh, the big thing.
Yeah.
And often both of our mates, what they do is they'll go through statuses.
Old statuses.
And they'll bring them, give them a like and go, well said. We're like, oh.
Although, and when you could comment on a friendship.
Oh, yes. Or a relationship.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So they were just like, oh, God, Facebook is boring. They're like, it's just all words these days. And I went, you know what we need? I said, we need an app. Because it was during where iPhones were coming really popular, like taking photos.
Sure.
And I went, we just need an app that's just photos. And they both looked at me and they went, that's a bloody brilliant idea,
Jim.
That's
a great idea, mate.
And I went, yeah, imagine you just scroll like Facebook. I said, you scroll at Facebook, but it's just photos.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you don't need to write a cap. Mine had no captions.
That's all right. I'm sure whatever that app is might have started with no captions.
And so I went, yeah, you just scroll. They say a picture says 1,000 words.
Sure, and as it does.
Take a photo, you upload it, people follow you. It's the same. I was like, it's the same as Facebook, it's just photos.
Mm.
And they went, that is a brilliant idea, mate. And then I remember for ages, they would tell other people, they'd be like, Jimmy's come up with this great idea. And they'd be like, tell them about the photo app, Jim. And I'm like, ah, oh, it's called the photo app.
Is that what you're going to call it? The photo app. Yeah, nice.
Working title.
Yeah. I hope so.
And by working, I meant I never did any work on it.
Yeah, of course.
And then eventually, obviously, Instagram came along. And I remember McCoy, my mate McCoy, rang me. And he's like, have you seen this Instagram thing? And I went, yes. And he goes, that's your photograph app. And I went, I know.
And now we Snake and from- now we sit here on our national show and are like, hey, guys, head to our Instagram.
Check us out.
Oh, well, if you do want to, in all seriousness, though, head to our photo app and you can see.
To the photo app.
Vanessa from the Sydney Coast. What did you invent, Ness?
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Nath.
Hi.
Hey, Ness. How are you?
I'm good. I've had this idea, this invention for many years. I think my invention would be quite good, especially for the female.
Sure.
Is having a zipper in your bra.
Yes. I mean, look, I don't even wear a bra, but I see so many times, and my partner does this, my mum does this, I've seen Grace do it, where producer Grace, you tuck stuff in there because it's easy access, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sometimes a lot of, like, women's clothes as well just don't have pockets. So the idea of having a built-in pocket in your bra, I love it.
Oh, it's clever. Where on the bra would it be, Ness?
I think I would have it on the left side, don't you think, Grace?
Yeah, on the left side, Grace.
Yep. Mm. Close to your heart.
My favourite thing is every time Grace needs to hit a little button outside the studio to chat to us, when she's not there, she always looks for the button.
She doesn't know where the button is.
Is the button moving?
There's a lot of buttons here and I don't want to press the wrong one.
To be fair, can someone invent a more obvious button for Grace to...
I'm on board with that.
A big button for Grace.
Yeah. Ness, great invention. I love that. Get to it, okay, before someone nicks it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, good on you, Ness.
Many thoughts.
When you hang up.
Yeah, Ness,
going through my brain now.
As someone who lost out to Instagram or lost my photo app to Instagram, you don't want to let
that happen. Don't be the next Jimmy. It's the first line on his Wikipedia page. Invented Instagram and failed. Dan.
I don't even think I failed because I didn't do anything.
You didn't start.
Yeah, I lost it.
DNF. Dan from the Sunny Coast as well. Dan, you got an invention for us?
Yeah, I actually invented two things.
Okay.
The world's greatest burger sauce.
The world's greatest burger sauce. Talk us through it, Dan.
Barbecue sauce, tomato sauce, bit of chili in it. That's the good. I can't say what I wanted to say on national radio.
No, but I knew where you're going, Dan, I believe.
Yeah, we got you. Well done for censoring yourself. Yep.
Yep. And also, after a good B&S ball night on the town, get up in the morning, have a burger from the local store, put a hash brown in it. Oh. I invented that.
And hashy. So you invented putting a hashy in the burger.
Yep.
That was
I've also got two things to say. The last caller, Ness, from the Central Coast as well. I'm a menu log driver. Ness, order food. Let me deliver it to you.
Okay. All right.
And also,
sorry, Ness, you heard that, Ness, yes?
I did. I'm on the other end still. I did hear that, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Dan. Yeah.
When you log DoorDash, I'll look after you. Also,
okay, great. We'll have two orders.
What is going on?
I don't know. I thought we were doing inventions, not dates. But...
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
That's Birmingham 2020 organizer, officially handed over the Commonwealth Games, hosting representation regional Victoria. I hope someone's tuning in just then. They're like, okay, Jimmy's lost his mind.
And that's it, guys. So
this is the Jimmy and Nate Show.
The Comm Games have been handed over to regional Victoria. This is ahead of the 2026 event in Ballarat, Bendigo, Geelong and Gippsland.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Spread out all over Victoria.
I love that.
Do they normally do that or is it normally in a city?
Usually a city.
It's usually in a city. This is the first time I've ever heard of it being in regional areas, but this
like
is awesome.
It.
Yes. The handover came... I just want to launch into it. Handover came at the end of the stadium. I've got a problem.
We know.
Hey, I don't drink anymore. 6 months sober, guys. That celebrated Birmingham's multicultural past and present, including the club scene of the 80s and the birth of the two-tone ska music in nearby Coventry. After Birmingham celebrated what Lord Lieutenant of the West Midlands, John Crabtree, called a truly global and international city, the Commonwealth Games flag was lowered, folded, and handed over to the Victorian Governor, Linda Dazoo.
I'll be honest, you could have read that fast.
Indigenous elders Auntie Lena Morris, Uncle Rodney Carter, Auntie Joy Oakner, and Uncle Andrew Gardner then performed a smoking ceremony and handed over message sticks to Birmingham 2020 organisers and the Commonwealth Games Federation chair. This is all. And then we have some performances. Baker Boy performed, Taylor Henderson, Vanessa Amorosi.
Vanessa.
So sorry, I'm not super familiar with the Commonwealth Games and closing ceremonies.
That's why
and stuff.
You're here.
Yeah. So the opening ceremony is like celebrating where we are, and then the closing ceremony is where we're going next.
Mm-hmm.
How
correct.
Good. That's
absolutely.
Really cool.
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Bit of continuation. You know what I mean?
It's a journey.
Yeah, it is. It's a journey.
And you're right, Nath. I didn't do the research. I must apologise. But I personally, as a big sports fan, I've never heard of it being in multiple regional places.
Nor have I. But I think this is fantastic because a lot of those places have really nice facilities too that they can use them. And even if they don't, guess what? That money will be directed there and that will build them awesome facilities as well.
When, you know, places do get the Comm Games, Olympic Games, stuff like that, they get money to build stuff. And because it usually goes to the big cities, that's where it goes. But in this case, I'm guessing it's going to Ballarat, Bendigo, Geelong and Gippsland, which is really exciting. And, you know, it's also exciting for us. I mean, we just dominated at the games.
Absolutely.
Wait, so we won the whole games?
Yes.
Throttled everybody. Have including
we
done England.
Before? No, well, it wasn't throttling.
Oh, pretty much was. We beat our owners.
Yeah. Cool. 178 total medals for Australia, 176 for England.
Oh, so it was close.
Mm.
What about overall?
That was overall.
Was that overall?
Yeah.
Was it?
Gold medals, 67 to 57.
Oh, so there's quite a few there.
10 gold more.
So we got more gold medals, but we only beat them by a total of medals, by two medals. They really snuck up on us on there at the end. Third, any guesses? Do we know who came in third?
Probably Scotland.
No.
Canada.
Yeah.
I can't think of the countries in the Commonwealth off the top of my head, I'll be honest.
India in fourth.
Yep. Fourth, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fifth.
Scotland.
Fifth. Very close.
Ireland.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, Nathan. Mm. Well done.
Ireland. New Zealand's not close to Scotland.
No, close to us close. Here.
Oh.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Jim, pop culture experts have revealed the big no-nos of Instagram posting. And the things that make your post look dated and cringy in this day and age. The number one on here is avoid staged photos. So avoid things that are clearly set up to try and get a good photo. You know when people take 50 different takes of a photo? They're the ones you want to avoid.
Okay, stage photos, like we were talking earlier, you know, about smiling.
Sure,
and how to take a good selfie.
Mm.
We found it earlier.
Not a good smiler. Yeah.
You are good when you're doing a natural laugh.
Yes.
So a photo that's on my personal Instagram at Jimmy Smith, there you go, check it out.
Check it out, guys, for a photo of Nath.
There's a great photo, a black and white photo of Nath and I and a friend of ours, Alan Christensen.
Sure.
Alan also notoriously non-smiler.
Mm.
So I asked someone, we were playing golf, to come out and I made you guys fake laugh.
Mm.
I punched you guys a bit. And it's like a huge, one of my most liked photos.
Because it was candid, which is the number one do.
I thought that, but that was staged because you guys weren't actually laughing.
Yeah, but it's staged in a way that makes it not look staged. You know what I mean? So when you're kind of just standing there and
you're saying posing, everyone's posing.
Posing, okay. And you set up the scene before you do it, that kind of stuff.
I was just trying to get a natural reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So what you were trying to do is what you're supposed to do. Okay. Try and make things look candid is a big thing. So punch your mates until they smile.
I was looking at the show plan now. Is this just a show plan of Nate taking ugly photos and bad smiling? And they're your stories. It's your own intervention.
No, 100, it is. Well, I just wanted to re-dip again. Okay, they've also said avoid engagement photos, traditional engagement photos, Producer Grace, which I don't know how you'd feel about this being recently engaged.
What do you mean?
So they're saying that staged engagement photos, like the classic ones of...
Like getting down on one knee or...
All that kind of stuff. Down on one knee, like recreating the moment, all that kind of stuff is... Apparently it's out.
I love my engagement photo at Grace Guard if you want to see that.
No, head to Jimmy's for a photo of Grace's engagement.
You go to at Jimmy Smith V and there'll be a photo of Grace. Actually, have I ever put a photo of Grace up?
I don't know, actually. Maybe.
You would have featured on Jimmy's Instagram at some point.
I'll have a look.
Maybe on his story.
The last one they say is don't use filters. That's what they said.
Grace is not the first one. Grace is not in the second one. Grace is not in the third one. Grace is not in the fifth one. Oh, these are carousels.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not there.
This is
not
fun. There. Go through every single photo.
Oh, geez, not there. Not there. I don't think I've ever... Oh, God.
She's been on your story.
Doesn't count, mate. Oh, okay, there's a video of my arm dislocating. You can hear Grace in the background.
That counts.
Have
you never featured...
Oh, no, we've done it!
Oh, here we go. What's the
fair
photo?
One.
Oh, the
Jazz Wine Fest.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
There we are.
There we go.
She's there, oof, front and center, guys.
Let me tell you, you would have been in a lot of trouble.
I know you were like, Jim, don't do this live on air, but I was like, I'm going to have to find it, otherwise I am...
Yeah, there we
in
go.
In trouble. One photo.
You've saved yourself as well, which is nice. One photo is better than no photos. Look, I think the most important thing when it comes to putting up an Instagram post, Jim, is the caption. I think a good caption says a lot. You and I, every time we put something up on the Jimmy Nath account or anything like that, we always talk as a team of what the caption is. And I would argue that we're pretty good at captions, which is why I want to come up with a new game, and it's called this.
It's time to play.
Oh, caption idea.
What about caption?
The Craption Game.
Yeah, so how this works, 131060. Australia, you jump on the phones right now. If you need a caption for a photo, how this works is you describe the photo to Jimmy and I. Both of us will come up with a potential caption or craption if you don't like it. And you can either choose to use those captions or not. It's as simple as that. We're giving you captions for your photos. That's all it is, Jim.
Yeah. Free captions.
It's a free caption. It's free captions. And if you don't like it, you don't have to use
it. You have to.
No, yeah, absolutely.
If you play caption or craption, you need to take one of them. That's the game.
You have to pick. Mm. Okay, all right. So 131060, Australia, you jump on the phones right now. Do you need a caption for an Instagram picture? Maybe it's something you've already uploaded and you want to change the caption? You can do that too. Whatever it is, 131060, Australia, you jump on the phones right now. Jimmy and I will hear what the photo is of and we will come up with a caption each for you. Easy as that. Also, if you give us a call, not only that, we've got some movie tickets to give away. So if you want some movie tickets and a caption, 131060. Play Jimmy and Nath Craption Game. We'll learn about the photo. We'll give you a caption. You can either use it or not. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's time to play.
Oh, caption idea.
What about caption?
The Craption Game.
Yeah, how this works is Australia, we just asked 131060. Call right now if you need a caption for a photo. You tell us about the photo. Jim, it's your job and my job to come up with a caption for this photo. And I love the rule that you've added to it. They have to pick one.
Yep.
Originally, I was going to let them slide if they don't like it. No, you have to pick one.
I mean, we're going to go to all this work.
Yeah.
I might as well pick one of them. They got a choice. It's not like we're saying, hey, here's your one option.
Yeah.
Take it.
you can pick the lesser of two evils if they're really that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Imogen from Mount Eliza. Hi, Im. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, Im, have you got a photo that needs a caption?
Yes, I do. I have a collection that I want to post at the moment, but stuck on a caption.
Okay. So like a carousel style thing, Imogen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Talk us through them. What do you got?
So it's a couple of photos from my recent holiday in Fiji. there's photos of like the beaches and waterfalls, really nice photos, but just don't really know what to say for the caption.
Difficult with a carousel too, Jim, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's so many.
And you've got to find a caption that captures all of those things.
Yeah.
I do have a slight advantage here, if I'm going to say, because I have also recently been to Fiji a few months ago, which is good. Jim, would you like me to go first?
Yeah, I think you should go first.
Yeah, okay.
What do they say in Fiji?
Bulla.
Bulla.
Which is why my caption idea is unbelievable. I think that might be good, the fact that you giggled at it.
We'll wait till she hears both.
Yeah, I don't need to hear feedback yet. Yeah.
Mine's a little question answer for you, Imogen. Okay. So you got to space this one out, enter down.
That's
just
good.
To
That's good.
Get the punchline. So the question is, did you buy stuff when you're in Fiji?
Not really.
Yeah,
not
you did. Wow, that's great. So
yes, Imogen.
You're at Nath, I'm talking.
Sorry.
So the question is, what do tourists buy in Fiji? And then the answer is souvenirs.
Suva being one of the main cities in Fiji, Imogen.
Yes.
And you went to Suva, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. All right, Imogen, now the moment of truth. And you have to pick one.
You have to pick one.
Which one are you going with, Im?
I definitely am going to go with the first one because Bull is very popular over there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, I hello. Didn't go there. Okay, they went there recently.
I did have an advantage. Clear competitive if advantage. I didn't win
what
that
did
one.
You caption yours?
Unbelievable. Thank you, Im. Ruby from Newcastle, you got a photo that needs a caption.
I do.
Okay, talk us through it, Rubes. What is it?
Just me and my friend on a dolphin cruise in Nelson Bay.
Okay, on a dolphin cruise. Are there any dolphins in it?
No, there's not. Well, I could add that photo.
Well, I would.
I would. I mean, if you got a photo,
it's a dolphin cruise with no dolphins.
Dolphin
in it.
Cruise, yeah.
Difficult. I mean, not to give feedback on what you. That's not what the purpose of
it is.
Wait,
are you just saying you'll upload a photo of a dolphin, or you got photos of dolphins?
So I have a photo of me and my friend sitting on the boat, and then I have the videos and photos of the dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon both maybe. Okay, do you want to go first? I'll go first. Ruby, I got another little question answer. I love a joke. You know what I mean?
Well, it's good. Make some work for her, which is good. Oh, she's gone. We hadn't even got to our crap captions yet.
I literally said, I'll go first. And she goes,
well, in that case, I'm not going to waste my time.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Jim, I love this. The cast of the OG, the original live-action Scooby-Doo, they have revealed they wouldn't mind and did think about pitching an R-rated version of Scooby-Doo. An R-rated version of Scooby-Doo. Now, this is interesting because were we talking about this in the office? The other day?
Yeah, Grace and I were talking about this, obviously, because of this.
Because of this, yeah, right, okay. So I thought, I was like, did this just randomly come up or no? Okay, so you guys had seen this.
Horse cart situation.
Yeah, horse
cart. We've had this conversation on multiple occasions, weirdly.
Grace and I, we're super into Scooby-Doo, but I think for different reasons.
No, probably the same.
Okay, Velma?
Yeah.
Oh, how does it? Scooby-Dooby-Doo. How's this getting you?
This isn't Velma.
No, okay, this isn't getting you?
Nah.
Nah, right.
You had a grab from Velma. I was
unless you want to. An R-rated Scooby-Doo. Now, it was an interview that's kicked it off at twofab.com by Matthew Lillard, who plays Shaggy. And he said, I think an R-rated version would be a super fun thing to do and see. And then on Twitter, Freddie Prinze Jr., the handsome live-action Fred, he jumped on Twitter and said that filmmakers don't have the guts to do it, but he would be involved if they did. And then director James Gunn, who famously directed those first two movies, he said, I reckon they would if we asked. They would let us do it if we asked. So they would be on board for a bit of a sexy Scooby.
I believe they kind of actually filmed the movie with a much higher rating, but then it couldn't get across the line.
Yeah.
So I would love them to just release that cut.
Mm. Yeah, so the first film, James Gunn pitched it to be a more adult version because the fans of Scooby-Doo had gotten older, so he filmed a bunch of takes, but they filmed it multiple ways.
Yes.
Because the Warner Brothers, I think, owned Scooby-Doo.
I think so, yeah.
They had concerns over whether or not they, how it would look. So they said, you know, film a naughty, it wasn't R, it was like MA-15 yes. or something.
Mm.
And yeah, when he put it together, they went, no. They said that's...
forget about it.
Well, because, I mean, they're protecting their brand. But they can't have Scooby being like, what's up? Snoop Dogg already owns that, so to have another dog...
Yeah, to have another rebellious dog out there yeah, doesn't really work.
So that's what happened. So that's what got it starting. Because, yes, Grace is right. Somewhere out there, there is a more MA sort of adult
risque version of it.
If you look at... the trailers, and people have done this for the, like, Scooby-Doo coming soon. Like, when they release trailers, they haven't done the final cut of the movie. In those trailers, there are scenes that are not in the movie.
Mm.
And in some of those trailers, some of the characters are wearing very skimpy, risque clothes, but yes. you never see that in the movie.
Well, isn't there, the famous scene is Velma wearing, is it like latex or something?
Yeah, sexy Velma. That's in the second movie. I actually did a watch of both movies back to back a couple of weeks
ago. Okay, yeah,
my fiance Velma. Diana had not seen them.
Mm-hmm. How did
yes.
they feel about after seeing?
Loved it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
They went, I get it, and we're buying you that red latex suit.
My favorite thing about that first Scooby-Doo movie is they went to go to Tim Curry for the villain. I love this fact. So Tim Curry, he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Just a phenomenal actor. And because they found out he was a massive Scooby-Doo fan, he went, yeah, I'll be, like, didn't just instantly went, yeah, I'm in it. And then when he found out Scrappy-Doo was in it, he went, I will never be in this movie. I hate the character Scrappy-Doo.
Not into Scrappy.
Yeah, he's like, I just hate Scrappy-Doo. I'll never work with you.
I love the idea of an R-rated version of it as well. And I know we've spoken about this a bit, and I reckon Producer Grace, I can guess, but I do want to ask a question now. 131060, who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character?
I will comfortably put on the record that I would do any member of the mystery gang in Scooby-Doo except for Scooby.
Okay, so yeah, not Scooby.
I don't know if you'd have to say that, yeah. but I'm glad
I just
you
want
did.
To clarify.
We did assume that, but okay, that's good to know. Okay, but who is there a number one for you? Who sits above the pack?
Velma.
It's got to be
it's
Velma.
It's Velma, then it's Daphne, then it's Fred, then it's Shaggy.
Poor old Shaggy.
No, I'll tell you what, though. If they were real people... Grace would shag Shaggy.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Shaggy. And then she'd come in, she'd be like,
in his van.
She'd be like, I had sex with someone from the mystery gang. And then we'd be like, oh my God, who's it, Grace? Was it Velma? And she's like, no. Was it Daphne? And she's like, no. Was it Fred? She's like, no.
Was it Raggy?
I'm a notoriously terrible date for men.
Oh, so. You?
Yes, I absolutely would. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Velma number one for you. Jim, the sexiest Scooby-Doo member.
Well, I mean, from the movies, it's the act. What is the actress that plays
Linda Cardellini.
Linda Cardellini is just...
She's stunning.
Oh, she's so hot. So from the movie,
yeah.
I think it's her.
Does it change not from the movie?
Yeah, I'm not into cartoons.
Nate, you are here.
Bit of anime.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't want to say what Nate's into, but when he goes on the hub...
If it's cartoons, Fred, come at me, big fella.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away.
No. All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Who is the sexiest Scooby character? So we've got two votes for Velma.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for Daphne. Daphne's always been my number one for me, especially in those movies as well. But who is it for you, Australia? 131060, who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character? It's Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
And Jimmy just asked the question, 131060, who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character?
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
This is after...
is it just me or do they not make like cartoons with really good theme songs anymore? Or am I just
absolutely.
Old and I just don't watch cartoons anymore?
Wait, when was the last time you watched a cartoon?
You and I were only singing the Family Guy opener the other day. That's still really good.
Also, seems today that all you see is violence and movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
Like it is. We'll stop.
But just so you know, we do know the whole song.
I believe you.
What's your favourite song?
My favourite song.
From like a TV show, like a
cartoon.
I don't
know, but people like the Bluey theme song, don't they? They're like,
oh, yeah,
Bluey!
That's a good one.
We've asked 131060, who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character? This is after all the actors and actresses from the original live-action remakes, including the director, James Gunn. They've said they wouldn't mind a little sexy R-rated one. In fact, they filmed some more risque scenes, which never made it to public viewing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm conflicted because I do love Scooby, and I'm like, do I want to see that? Because it might ruin a bit of it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like,
that's
I think
true.
It's at the moment it's fun to make jokes about it, but then like if it was really there, you'd be like, oh.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What are they doing behind that ghost sheet?
It was me all along, says Fred. Kim from Griffith, welcome to the show. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kim. Who's the sexy Scooby-Doo character?
The one that played Fred is Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, he's number one for you, is he, Kim?
Absolutely. And plus, you can't go with any of the Shaggy, you know, like, Fred's the one that keeps them all on track, you know, make sure they actually solve the crime.
Right. So you're like a leader, do you, Kim?
Absolutely.
Sorry, yeah. Grace, you're not happy with that comment.
I would argue that Velma helps him solve it. Fred just takes the credit for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you say to that, Kim?
Yeah, Velma does help, but, you know, Freddie's the one that gets the job done.
I think you're right, Kim. I think Velma, like, is the brains of the operation, but Freddie's like the manager, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's pulling all the strings.
That's what I reckon.
Yeah, he's delegating. He goes, Velma, you're good at that. Do that.
Yes, and that's what makes him sexy, yes, Kim?
Absolutely. You know what? And then I was just thinking about when you were talking about, what was it, like, dirty things to do with Scooby-Doo or something? And
yeah.
I'm picturing him delegating and, you know...
Heather!
You're gonna take off that mask.
Reveal who you really are.
Take it off! Take it
off! Oh, Abby, who is it? Yes. Heather.
I don't know who it is. Is it Elvis?
Heather from Yarrawonga. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Heather, who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character?
Has to be Fred.
Yeah, Freddy. Why is it Fred for you, Heather?
I just love those blue pants.
Oh, so you think it's his fashion choice, Heather?
And his white shirt. Oh, it was so tight.
Homer Simpson has blue pants and a white shirt.
Caden from Newcastle. Caden, wrap things up for us. Who is the sexiest Scooby-Doo character? Caden.
Oh, hello.
Sorry. Oh, hello. Don't you right, mate?
Drive-through.
Yeah, where are you in the drive-through?
I was in a Macca's drive-through.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Double cheeseburger meal.
Good on you.
Classic.
Yeah, good on you.
What drink did you get?
Coke.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I go classic.
Yeah, something. And the premix, it just hits better, doesn't it, Cad?
Yeah.
Get any nugs as well, Caden?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Sweet and sour sauce.
Nah, I got barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
We've run out of time, Kat.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nath, apparently nagging could cost you your job.
Hear that, everybody?
Anyone that's in this studio other than Jimmy and Nath.
You hear that? Anybody? Nagging can cost you your job.
Oof. Anyone in the team right now want to own up to potentially some nagging?
I'll have it known that it is my job to nag.
It's your nagging voice.
Yes.
Sounds like you're nagging. It's my job to nag.
It's in the description, isn't it?
No, this is actually nothing to do with you, producer Grace.
thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. Apparently more and more Australians are losing potential jobs because they're nagging. Yes, when it comes to wanting to hear back about a job you've applied for, apparently it's becoming more common for Australians to send out an email.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
And ask, hey, any update on the job? Hey, haven't heard from you guys.
Nagging.
Can you
for
tell
an
me
update.
Anything? Mm. Nagging the potential employer.
Yeah, it's a real balance, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, because you don't want to seem disinterested and you also don't want to be forgotten, but you don't want to be annoying either.
An example, that's one employer posted on LinkedIn. I haven't been on LinkedIn, but Nath, you're big on it.
We've been plugging your Instagram, mate. You plug my LinkedIn. I don't even know what the handle is. I think it's just Nathan Roy.
Nathan Roy, you'll find him.
Give me a connection.
Someone on LinkedIn said they received an email from a potential employee saying, you said you would be in contact, but I haven't heard back from you. Regards.
See,
there's a bit of attitude there.
If I saw that as an employer, I'd be like, get lost. Sorry, because I don't want someone like that.
Yeah.
I want someone who's keen for the job.
I mean, Grace, you did say that you are a bit naggy, but we expect that from
yes.
you in the team.
And I'll be honest, when I applied for this job to be your producer, I reckon I sent 3 or 4 follow-up emails being like, hey, any update on this? Would love to hear back. Very keen on the job.
We gave you a fake email because we knew that was happening.
But it worked.
What do you think about this as a naggy?
No, I think I'm a nagger.
Nagger. Oh. We're the naggies because we're receiving the nags.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think it is, like, I think it's fine to follow up, especially if you're like, hey, would love, like, a deadline on this. I'm really keen. I don't want to be forgotten, but I do think there is a limit of how many emails you can send in a row, especially without a response.
A follow-up is fine. Absolutely. A follow-up is so fine.
Mm. Well, I think in times like this, we all need to remember the wise words of the English poet William Langland.
Oh. Oh, you're going to go Shakespeare.
Yeah, okay.
Another famous poet, William.
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, he said that, did he?
Yeah.
What's his name?
William Langland.
Good on you.
I did some Googling today. I was like, who said, I just in my own time, I was like, who said patience is a virtue?
And you're like, I don't think he gets enough credit.
No.
Because so you didn't know that. You didn't know that, did you?
You didn't
know
that? No, I didn't. So did you just Google that and then you were like, I've got to get this on the show. I've got to find a story that fits?
Yeah, I made up the whole nagging.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate, wrapping things up for your Tuesday night, guys.
Nate, it's time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10. We give our reasons why we do it each and every show. And tonight, for me, for Jimmy, is a 1 out of 10.
Oh. Harsh. Harsh.
Would you like to enlighten us on why?
Well,
I'd love him to say, nah.
I'll let you know off air.
One. Because that is also the amount of photos I have of Grace Gard on my personal Instagram account at Jimmy Smith B. So.
Which we learnt live this
evening. Thank you
this
for
evening.
Acknowledging that, because, you know, we're a good-looking team. You should feature more of that. I mean, there's a lot of the two of you, but I'm
wise. On mine?
Yes.
Well, I'll be honest, as there should be.
Yeah, yeah. Really? No, and that's
fine. I know
him
longer and I do more things. I live with him.
But every, like, 6 photos, maybe just chuck producer Grace.
Grace, we spent about 12 hours together today.
I know. That's not so my fault.
So should I just upload photos of you that I'm not in?
Yeah.
Just a nice...
That would look like an in memoriam if you did that.
Black and white.
Hey, guys, just reminding you of my hot friend Grace.
Yeah. Is that the caption you want me to go?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll make a note. But that's why it's a 1 out of 10.
Making it. No, and that's fair enough.
Upload more photos of Grace. Single.
I am giving myself a 6 out of 10. The reason why is because earlier in the show, we had a lot of people from Australia calling up to try their hardest, speaking of photos, to help me improve my smile. We put them all to the test. That video is still to come on the Jimmy Nath Instagram, and I failed. I failed. I don't take a good photo, guys, even though you tried.
One of them's actually not too bad.
Which one?
One of them, his eyes are going in different directions.
This is the one. Again, keep it, as Nate said, keep it on socials. That one, I don't think that one's too bad.
That's not bad, actually.
Show
you
me
look
that one.
Cute.
That one's okay. Yeah, okay. So that one's fine. Yeah. I feel like I can't judge my own photos because
it's
I'm just
hard.
So used to.
Oh, that one's a bit creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're looking directly into me.
Oh. Is that lunch?
What am I rating it? Yeah. A 4 now.
Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.